Exercise 12. After two centuries of opposing Native American languages, the U.S. government in 1990 passed an act to encourage their use and then allocated a small amount of money, about $2 million per year, to Native American language studies. As that number illustrates, though, governmental support for endangered languages has a long way to go. The money that the government spends to preserve endangered species dwarfs its expenditure to preserve endangered languages. And the money spent on one bird species alone, the Californian condor, exceeds that spent on all of our 100-plus endangered Native American languages combined. I'm all in favor of spending money for condors, and I wouldn't want to see money transferred from condor programs to endangered language programs. Instead, I mention this comparison to illustrate a gross inconsistency in our priorities. If we value endangered birds, why don't we assign at least as much value to endangered languages, whose importance would be easier for us humans to understand?